Third point, a failure in saving one's soul is an irremediable evil. Important affair, only affair, irreparable affair. No error, says Saint Eucharius, can be compared with the error of neglecting eternal salvation. For all other errors, there is a remedy. If you lose property in one way, you may recover it in another. If you lose a situation, there may be some means of afterwards regaining it. If you soon lose your life, provided your soul be saved, all is safe. But if you lose your soul, the loss is irreparable. Death happens but once. The soul, if once lost, is lost forever. Nothing remains but to weep for eternity with the other miserable wretches in hell, where their greatest torment consists in the conviction that the time of repairing their ruin is gone forever. The summer is over, and we are not saved. Ask the worldly wise who are now in the pit of fire. What are their present sentiments? Ask them if, now that they are condemned to that eternal prison, they feel happy at having made a fortune in this life. Listen to their wailing and lamentation. We have erred. But of what use is it to know their error now that there is no remedy for their eternal damnation? Should a man who could have preserved his palace at a small expense find it in ruins, how great would be his pain in reflecting on his own negligence and on the impossibility of repairing the evil? The greatest torment of the damned consists in the thought of having lost their soul and of being damned through their own fault. Destruction is thy own, O Israel. Thy help is only in me. Saint Teresa says that if a person loses through his own fault a ring or even a trifle, his peace is disturbed. He neither eats nor sleeps. O God, how great will be the torture of the damned Christian when, on entering hell and finding himself shut up in that dungeon of torments, he reflects on his misfortune and sees that for all eternity there will be no relief, no mitigation of pain. He will say, I have lost my soul, paradise, and God. I have lost all forever. And why? Through my own fault. But you will say, if I commit this sin, why should I not expect to escape damnation? I may still be saved. Yes, but you may also be damned, and it is more likely that you will be lost, for the Scriptures menace eternal woes to all obstinate traitors, such as you are in your present dispositions. Woe to you, apostate children, saith the Lord. Woe to them, for they have departed from me. By committing this sin, you at least expose your eternal salvation to great danger. And is this an affair to be exposed to risk? There is not question of a house, of a villa, or of a situation. There is question, says St. John Chrysostom, of being sent into an eternity of torments and of losing an eternity of glory. And will you risk on a perhaps this business of sovereign importance? You say, perhaps I shall not be lost. I hope that God will hereafter pardon me. But what happens in the meantime? You condemn yourself to hell. Tell me, would you cast yourself into a deep pool of water, saying, perhaps I shall not be drowned? Surely you would not. Why then should you trust your eternal salvation to such a groundless hope, to a perhaps?